Hey friends, what's up? Welcome to the podcast. This is Side Hustle School, and in this week's first $1,000 segment, we're going to tune into the experiences of a financial enthusiast who launches a stock market analysis blog, also a blog, emphasizing the importance of responsible investing and treating the stock market as more of a hobby than a get-rich-quick scheme. So that sounds good to me. Let's look at how do they get to that point, not their first $100,000. That's cool, but it would also be a long story, and I want to give you short, action-packed stories, something that gets you thinking and maybe encourages you in your next steps. So this feature comes from Chris in Long Island, New York. As mentioned, he starts this stock market blog and vlog focused on responsible investing. And let's just hear more of the story from him. He'll give us some details, and I'll come back at the end with a very quick wrap-up.
Hi, I'm Chris, and I've always been intrigued by the stock market's dynamics. So I started a blog and vlog where I analyze trends and discuss general market behaviors. It's important to note that I'm not a financial advisor, and my platform isn't about specific stock recommendations. Instead, it's about sharing knowledge and fostering a community of like-minded hobbyists. When I began, my focus was on creating content that broke down complex financial concepts into digestible pieces. Whether it was explaining market volatility or discussing the impact of global events on stocks, my goal was to educate and provoke thoughtful discussions. Monetization was a secondary goal. My primary aim was to build a community. However, as my follower count grew, I began to see the potential for earning through my passion. I started with Google Ads on my blog and later added affiliate marketing, linking to financial books and courses that I found genuinely useful. One of the key challenges was maintaining a balance between being informative and not crossing into giving financial advice. I made it clear in every post and video that my content was for educational purposes only. I frequently reminded my audience to treat stock market investing as a hobby and to consult with licensed professionals for investment advice. I also emphasized the importance of risk management and not investing more than one could afford to lose. My blog included articles on investment strategies for hobbyists, emphasizing long-term learning and enjoyment over short-term gains. My first major breakthrough came when I published a vlog series on understanding market cycles. It resonated well with my audience and significantly increased traffic to my site. This surge in viewership pushed my ad revenue over the $1,000 mark. What did I learn? First, transparency and ethical considerations are paramount, especially when discussing financial topics. Second, providing value through education can build a loyal following. And finally, diversifying monetization strategies, like combining ads with affiliate marketing, can create sustainable income streams. For those looking to start a similar project, remember, it's crucial to respect the line between sharing information and giving advice. Always encourage responsible investing and make it clear that stock market involvement should be an informed and considered decision. Today, my platform is a space where hobbyists can learn, share experiences, and grow their understanding of the stock market in a responsible manner. It's not just about the first $1,000. It's about contributing to a community of informed enthusiasts.
Big thanks to Chris for telling us about the first $1,000. I'm glad to know he's got there and beyond. Also glad he's encouraging people to invest responsibly. So I hope you found it encouraging. Remember, there's always something that you can do. Like, everyone is an expert in something. So if you think about not just what you went to school for, if you had college or grad school, whatever education level you pursued, there's everything you learned during that time. But there's also your life experience and your hobbies and just things that you have kind of studied intently. Sometimes, in fact, the things that you study intently outside of formal education are better clues for your next side hustle than whatever it is that you're formally qualified in. So think about that. If you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. This has been episode 2592. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new episode. I hope you'll subscribe, follow wherever you get your podcasts. But for now, I'm signing off. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.